Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Entitled Parents, where Opie has an encounter with an entitled mother in a grocery store during the coronavirus scare. Backstory: for most of my life, I was raised by my grandfather. Nothing was wrong with my family life or anything, just a few sets of circumstances that's a whole other story in itself. We live in a suburban area surrounded by woods, and he owns about 10 acres into the woods with the boundaries clearly marked by stone walls. One of these stone walls separated my grandfather's land from a cul-de-sac, and up until now, we've had 0 problems with any of them. In fact, my grandfather was usually more than happy to give permission to neighbors who politely asked him to use his land, given they had a good reason. One of these neighbors had asked my grandfather if he could dump the sticks and leaves in his yard over the stone wall. My grandfather agreed, as he rarely uses that part of the property anyway. This will be important later. My grandfather is very healthy for his age and still strong as an ox. That being said, he has a few minor health issues, including vertigo spells. So I've been trying to help him around the yard more and more, as well as just to stay active outside away from crowds with this virus going around. Recently, I've started the project of cleaning up the underbrush around the wooded area. A large pine had fallen a few months before and almost hit one of the porches in the cul-de-sac. My grandfather cut up the tree and removed the pieces in the neighbor's yard, but it was too deep in the woods to pull them out with a tractor. This led to me going back to that pine tree and trying to clear a path back to the house from there. I was behind the stone wall, cutting and pulling up saplings, when I hear the glass door of the cul-de-sac house open and an angry lady storming out into the porch in a bathrobe. She was much younger than a typical Karen, I would say mid-20s. "What are you doing here? You can't be here!"
Why not?
"Because you're trespassing, moron! You think you can just hang out in the woods behind my house with my kids inside? Get the F out of here before I call the cops!"
At this point, I'm just looking at her trying to figure out what to say. I mean, I get it. It can be a little weird seeing someone in the woods behind your house if you haven't seen them before. "Ma'am, I'm sorry if you're scared, but my family owns this part of the woods. I'm just cleaning up back here. Remember, me and my grandfather were back here a few months back to take care of that tree that fell down? I just need to clear a path so we can get it out of here." At this point, I thought it was purely a misunderstanding.
"Don't be ridiculous. Those were laborers my boyfriend's dad hired. You don't own the land. My boyfriend's dad owns all this."
She gestures with her hand.
"Now I'll tell you one more time to get out of here before I call the cops."
Now I'm thinking I might be dealing with a genuine idiot, as outside our property boundaries, the woods are owned by the town water plant and don't have public access. But I'm taken aback that she referred to us as laborers. Guess you're gonna have to call the cops then, because I ain't moving. I don't care what you, your boyfriend, or your boyfriend's dad says. I shrug as I lean back against the wall and pull out my phone to call my grandfather to tell him where I was. He tells me he'll be there in a few minutes and to hang tight. She then dramatically proceeds to call 911 and tells him there's a shady individual on her property refusing to leave and she's afraid for her life. I start getting nervous at this point, even though all I have on me is a hooked branch cutter. So I call up the police non-emergency number, briefly explain the situation as just a land dispute that got out of hand and that I'm unarmed and waiting on my own property, and that I've never left my own property. He assured me that it would be settled when the officers arrive, which didn't help my nerves. Just then, I hear my grandfather pull up and see him walking through the yard towards us.
"What? Stay back! You can't come in my yard!"
My grandfather says. "Keep your mouth shut, you dumb broad!" He growled as he walked over to me and climbed over the wall, so he was on my side. Now, who the hell do you think you are, and why are you yelling at my granddaughter?
My boyfriend's dad owns all this, and both of you are gonna get arrested for trespassing.
My grandfather let out a dramatic, indignant laugh. Oh, did he tell you that? Well, you're in for quite the shock, and your boyfriend's dad is in for quite the talk. After them yelling back and forth for a few minutes, two cop cars pull up, and three officers come walking into the yard. As soon as they do, she starts screaming again about how we have no right to be in the woods behind her house, where
we can see her kids inside.
The first cop looks to my grandfather.
Sir, do you own the property behind this wall?
Yes, sir, I do. He pulls out his wallet to show his address.
Sir, this address is for down the street.
Correct, but if you look on Google Maps, it shows that the property boundaries of that address reach out through the woods and end at this wall. I hand him my phone, which already has Google Maps open showing our exact location within the boundary of the property.
Yup, she's right. So what were y'all doing back here, if you don't mind me asking?
We explained the situation of the tree and how we were working to remove the remnants. Meanwhile, the other officer was taking a statement from Entitled Mother. I know the owner of the house. He's a good guy. I gave him permission to dump his leaves and stuff behind the wall. But I've never seen her before, so I don't know where she got these crazy ideas. But I'm definitely gonna have a talk with Frank when he gets home.
She already called him up, and he's on his way now. Do you mind sticking around for a little until he gets here?
Sure, we got nothing to do.
The cops walked us to my grandfather's truck, where we waited about 10 minutes for Frank to pull in. When he did, he immediately walked over to the truck.
OP, what's going on? Someone was hiding out in the woods? Are you okay? Did you see him?
To clarify, we've had an issue in the past with people running from cops and hiding in our woods. It took a second for us to realize he thought that maybe Entitled Mother saw one and we came to chase him out.
Not exactly.
At this point, two cops are around us again, but being two old guys who obviously pose zero threat, they're noticeably relaxed and kind of let them talk it out. Frank explains that Entitled Mother is his granddaughter's mother, and his son had made some mistakes and currently both were staying with him while they tried to find a place of their own. He thinks maybe his son told some lies to make him look better.
Well, I hate to say it, but your son made some big mistakes. She's crazy. Oh, you have no idea.
The other cop is still talking to Entitled Mother, who won't stop screaming about not wanting us being able to see into the living room, especially my grandfather.
A creepy old man.
My blood is boiling at this point.
My grandpa is the type of person who would gladly throw his life away to save a child, any child, even a stranger's. Frank heard this too and ordered Entitled Mother inside at once. He told the cops he needed to have a talk with both her and his son about their living situation, but they might want to remain nearby in case she tries to call again for whatever reason. Me and my grandfather are given the clear to go, but leave her contact information. Found out later that week that Entitled Mother was getting evicted for a number of reasons, with this little incident being the last straw. He's also filing for custody of his granddaughter because Entitled Mother refuses to get a job yet still has money for weed, yet keeps asking Frank for money to take care of his granddaughter. I really feel bad for her in this situation, but I have no sympathy for Entitled Mother whatsoever. Entitlement at its best. Then we have this contribution from Dark Balmunk down in the comments. A friend had a couple poachers on his property hunting outside of the season. They were firing their rifle in the middle of the night, and my friend got nervous that these douchebags were shooting randomly and were gonna accidentally hit his house. Well, an old man who lived down the dirt road also owned property there. I'm not sure how or why, but he ended up shooting one of them in the leg when they wandered onto his property. Later, they came back suing the old man. Unfortunately, they based it on the fact that they were on public property. Well, short story, the old man's legal counsel submitted the paperwork to show the property's boundaries, shooting guns during a time that none of the animals on the property should be within season, and that the two idiots left a cooler full of beer behind with their prints all over it.
Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for, how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach.
Our next Reddit post is from Commit Kurt Cobain. So, as you all know, people are freaking out about the coronavirus, so they're doing everything they can to get their hands on supplies to last the quarantine. My family decided that we were going to try to go to Costco today to get preparation for a couple of weeks of dinners and some other home essentials, like most others are doing. As we're walking around and picking up the supplies we need, I started to notice that the store was basically in chaos. People were hoarding items such as toilet paper, although Costco has limited the amount of rolls a single person can buy at a time. There were a few people bickering back and forth about items, etc. It was kind of funny to see people acting so immature in a time to panic. My family and I took our groceries to the checkout line, as you do, and stood behind some woman and her two children. My dad and I started chuckling together about how much of a madhouse the grocery store was when the woman standing in front of us whipped around and started shouting at us to keep your germs to yourselves. She had a stick up her butt about us being too close to her and her two children, and how we were spreading our germs. It was a bit strange, but understandable, I suppose. When the woman in front of us finally got to the checkout counter, she started unpacking a good 10 to 15 packs of toilet paper, as well as her other food groceries to be scanned. As I mentioned earlier, Costco had put a limit of one pack of toilet paper per person, which meant that this woman would have to put all but one pack back where she found them. The cashier mentions this fact to the woman, and she replies by saying,
"Well, I'm a single mom, and I need these toilet paper rolls for my family, so we don't have to come back out and get sick once the virus spreads more."
To which the cashier replied, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but being a single mom doesn't have any impact on the limit, so I'm going to have to ask you to please put the excess toilet paper back." This woman was not having it. She had the audacity to start yelling at the cashier about how he should be
respecting her because she works her butt off to maintain the peace of her family because her cheating, lying husband took all of her money when they divorced.
While this is all going on, the line was getting very long and people were getting impatient. So the cashier calmly tells her to either pay and take her groceries, not including the toilet paper, or to get out of line. The woman reluctantly agrees and proceeds to hand the cashier a card. Before the cashier can complete the transaction, the woman asks the cashier if she can have a discount
because she's a single mom and can't afford everything she put in her cart.
Now, I've been standing in line for a good 20 minutes now, and this really got on my nerves. I don't understand why people are so uncooperative, especially about things like this. Edit, to those in the comments, no, she did not get a discount.
Then, down in the comments, True Cat is asking the real questions. If she couldn't afford what there was, how was she going to pay for the extra 10 packs of toilet paper? And a follow-up question. Lady, what the hell is wrong with your kids? They need to go through 11 packs of toilet paper in just a couple of months. Our next Reddit post is from Philium. So, in the midst of a global pandemic, I managed to break my foot. So, they put me in one of those walker boots, so I'm not completely one-legged. Me and my partner decided to get some bits from the shop tonight. We certainly weren't panic buying, but did buy some extra stuff so we could double up when we're cooking to freeze. I was leaning on the trolley a lot for support, and my partner was walking back and forth to certain aisles and leaving me to get some bits without making me walk too far. It's quite obvious I'm wearing the boot, as it's in the middle of winter. I'm wearing a dress because I have no trousers I can comfortably wear with it on. Obviously, with a broken foot, I'm in a slight bit of pain, and although I've been looking for painkillers, most seem to be sold out. But I went for a hunt and managed to find 2 packs left in the shop. I didn't notice the entitled mother behind me at first, but I carried on limping away when I heard someone clearing their throat a bit too obnoxiously. I turned around and smiled at her. She's very typically Karen, and she had 2 entitled kids with her. One around 6 or 7, and one around 10 or 11, and she was proper giving me the stink eye.
Excuse me, can I have that paracetamol?
Oh, I mean, sure, you can have this one. I handed her 1 pack.
And?
I'm sorry?
I can see you have another pack.
Yeah?
Well, are you not going to give it to me?
At this point, I gestured down to my leg. I'm really sorry. I'm in quite a bit of pain with my leg at the moment, and I need the painkillers.
Well, that's not my problem. You should have been more careful. I have 2 kids, and I need to make sure they're okay if they get the virus.
I mean, I'm sure 1 pack will do for now if they're okay. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna buy these.
I can't believe you won't even help out my kids.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna go. I limped along down the aisle when the older of the entitled kids ran in front of my trolley, stopped me dead, and the younger one went into my trolley and grabbed my packet of paracetamol. They both ran off to the mom. I turned around, and she just smirked at me and walked off. My partner came back at this point, and I told him what had happened. He was just as pissed off as me, but there wasn't much we could do about it at the time. As we went to check out, I noticed the entitled mother unpacking her shopping. She didn't notice me, and I saw the paracetamol just on the checkout line. So I reached across and grabbed both, hid behind my partner, and limped off to another line. I was watching her to see her reaction, and as she got to where the paracetamol should be, she looked down on the line and then looked up, utterly confused. That's when she spotted me, and I held up the packets and smirked back. We paid and walked out, so I didn't see the aftermath, but it did give me a lot of satisfaction seeing the utter grimace across her face. Our next Reddit post is from Popoka K. Mata. I already posted a story here. I've actually had many entitled encounters. This was at around the middle of the corona outbreak, but the streets were still full. So I was minding my own business, doing some shopping, and enjoying the last few days I had of peace before I become a mother. When I entered a section of the store, I see a man approach and get uncomfortably close to me, kind of pushing me to the side. I move away from him and try to continue my shopping, but he kept coming closer, kind of weird at this point. I eventually asked him to move away and that I needed personal space. I believe he got the wrong message because later his wife came up to me.
What did you tell my husband?
Excuse me?
I know you told him something.
Who are you talking about?
Apparently you shoved him away when he was just standing there minding his own business.
I asked him to move away just because I needed personal space. We were way too close. And with the coronavirus going around, I'm now extra careful.
Are you saying I have the coronavirus?
At this point, we're already causing a scene. No, I'm not. Anyone who had the virus would have common sense and stay at home, but I just want to be extra careful. At this point, a normal kid comes in.
Mom, can we go now?
His eyes were red, and he sounded like he had a cold.
Okay, sweetie, it's just that this woman thinks that just because you have the coronavirus, you have to stay home.
Wait, he has the coronavirus? At this point, I was really confused, but nothing surprised me more than what she said next.
All of our family does, which means we can go outside.
Wait, what?
Yes, now that we already have it, there are no dangers outside for us.
But don't you know that you're endangering other people?
Other people don't matter. I had to do my shopping.
Hey, please leave or I'll call security. She walked away towards the main entrance, but not 5 minutes later, I see her again, this time shouting at another person.
Let me through!
Turns out, one of the people who witnessed our fight called security and were trying to get her out of there, but she refused and was causing a scene. I just walked past them awkwardly and made my way home.
That was r/entitledparents, and if you like this video, then let me know by hitting that like button because it really helps my channel grow.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.